It's time for our Barnsdall Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Barnsdall Panthers head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Barnsdall with their third straight victory where they scored 50 points or more this past Friday. Panthers beat Oklahoma Union by 40, 54-14. During their home opener, they've got a game at home against Woodland coming up this Friday. It's actually a Barnsdall's homecoming. Coach Sweeney, before we get into Woodland, your thoughts on your win against the Cougars last Friday?
Oh, man, it was a good job by our kids. We had some injuries that spring up after the Caney Valley game. Had a couple kids we went ahead and decided to set this week. Did some moving around. Lucky to have a little bit of depth to be able to do that. Moved Michael Marin out to receiver and went ahead and started Joe Smith, who him and Michael kind of rotated tailback. Started Joe, put Michael at receiver, and Michael ended up catching 9 passes for 140 yards and 3 touchdowns in that move. And just basically said, hey, I'll do what's, you know, talk to him, said it's not a demotion, it's what's best for the team. He did an outstanding job there. And then, of course, Joe Smith, running back this week, went off for almost 180 yards rushing on 17 carries. So, offensively, I mean, we just kept things rolling. That's a tribute to our offensive line. I think our offensive line has done an outstanding job so far this year, as well as our defensive line in controlling the line of scrimmage.
Obviously sounded like you had to kind of mix things up a little bit, and still impressive not only that you were able to put up 54 points, you've scored now 54, 50, and 54 in your first three games of the season, but also that you were able to do that with some of the moving parts as well.
My first is lucky to have a little bit of depth. And then a couple guys, we've been fortunate the last couple of weeks. You know, nobody really carried the load. Everybody kind of, we were able to get to all of our weapons and, you know, spread it around. This week is a little bit more focused on about 3 guys offensively. James Cole ended up throwing for 175 and rushing for 105. And like I said, Joe Smith had almost 180 yards rushing. Marin had 140 receiving. And Joe Cole caught, I think he had almost 40 yards receiving and he had 40 yards rushing now the backfield as well at the fullback spot. So great job there offensively. Defensively, Kai Allen stepped up this week. He was put in position to have a monster week with the offense that Oklahoma Union was running. He ended up with 15 tackles, 2 sacks, and 4 tackles for loss. So we had an outstanding game by our middle linebacker.
Obviously did it against some good competition as well. Talked about this last week, but Oklahoma Union is 2-0, so you drop them to 2-1, and now you go to face a Woodland team that is 0-2, second straight home game for the Panthers after their first two were on the road. What do you know about Woodland?
Coach Woodland is well coached by Coach Scott over there. He's a good friend of mine. And I also know they had a bye week. In fact, they ended up bringing all their kids, most of their football team, I would say, to the game against Oklahoma Union. They brought a bus over, and all their kids sat on our home side, along with all 4 of their coaches watching the game. So they were off that week. They got a first-hand look at us. And like I said, I know he's had 2 weeks to prepare. He did a great job when he was up at Huska and at Manford. So I know we got our hands full this week because Coach Scott will have some stuff up his sleeve to try to get them their first win. I know last year after the game, I was talking to him a couple weeks later, and he said the most physical game that they played all season was against us after that bye. So I know what they're capable of. It's a matter of seeing them do it or not.
Barnsdall head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Barnsdall 3-0, just beat Oklahoma Union 54-14. Homecoming against Woodland coming up on Friday, and then that is the last non-district game before the Panthers get into district play. Coach Sweeney, appreciate the time, and best of luck to you on Friday.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Farbach. Appreciate the interview.